Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Mondays. So the new year has started. It's been interesting. Yeah, it's been heavy. Like, my year hasn't started off perfectly. It started with, like, someone breaking into my house and stealing my stuff on the 31st. So that's not a good start. But if anything, what it's made me do is go back to square zero, because I think I had plans, because I already had, like, I think the things that they stole are things that I use for work. So that's basically set me back to zero. But I think it's really had me thinking quite a lot about, okay, what do I want to do this year? Not even in the normal, oh, New Year's resolutions, New Year, New Me, not even in that way. But I think I was thinking about how last year was. And I thought about, okay, what were the things that I wanted to plan? Oh, the things that I planned to do. What are the things that I had laid out and I wanted to chase for the year? It's like, okay, cool. So how many of these things have I actually done? How many did I just kind of get started on? And how many did I not even begin? And for those that I began and haven't fully finished, and those that didn't finish, and all of these, what did I do right? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? Where did I leave it at? And how can I pick that back up this year? And I think for me, I was really like, I don't want to then... There's so many good things that I wanted to do last year that I'm like, it makes no sense for me to be like, okay, you know, I'm going to have new goals, new. It's like, yeah, but the things you were doing last year were actually really good for you. Why not finish those? Why should I just start stuff and not finish them, right? And I think it just kind of reminded me of a project that I was working on at some point. It was like a building thing. So I wanted to build something around my garden. I wanted to do like this nice, cool, pretty looking fence and stuff around my garden. And I started, but I never got around to finishing it because, like, I didn't... At some point, I needed more money than I thought I would. So I was like, yeah, this is going to cost me a heck of a lot more, right? But I think it's like... Maybe also the problem was when I was starting off, I didn't plan well. I think that's my question to myself. Like, okay, the things that I didn't do well, what was my planning like? Did I plan on how I was going to get there? Did I plan on who was going to be with me? Did I plan on, okay, what does my discipline look like? What does, like, if I can't say I want to do something at 8 p.m. tonight, right? There's something specific I want to do tonight at 8 p.m. If I have 10 things to do that day, what I need to do is make sure I plan my day so that by the time we get to 8 p.m., I'm done with everything and I can now do the one thing that I wanted to do at 8 p.m. I think now that's the question that I feel like a lot of us don't ask ourselves. Like, okay, like, what do I need to do to make sure this thing happens? What's your planning like? I feel like a lot of us want good things. A lot of us want to succeed in life. I want to be great. I want to do this. I want to do this. It's like, yeah, you want to do all of that, but what's your plan? What's your actual plan? Oh, I want to have a great business. All right, cool. Yeah, what's your plan? Oh, I want to do... Yeah, what's your plan? Oh, I want to be better. I want to be the best version of me. All right, cool. What's your plan? How are you actually going to do it? What things do you need to let go of? What things do you need to... What new habits do you need to build? I remember someone asked this question. They were like, what do you people who have productive mornings do in the morning? What does your morning routine look like? That's our plan. That's actually thinking, you know what? I want to have productive mornings. What do people do to have productive mornings? Do you wake up early? Do you try and do this? What do you do to have productive mornings? And I think that's the question a lot of us need to be asking ourselves. Like, what are you doing? What's your plan? What do you want to achieve this year? What are your personal goals? What are your work, school, family? What are your goals, right? And what's your plan to get to those things? What is the practical way in which you're going to get to those things? And I think that's the thing. That's the question we should be asking ourselves. And my question is, what is your plan? And are you asking yourself these questions? So yeah, give me your feedback. ChimTC, C-H-I-M-T-C on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who actually plan our lives. Where we're not just like hoping for the best, but we actually plan our lives. And also we can be people who have people around us who will help us to get to these goals. And not just your usual friends, but like, if hey, do you want to start business? Find someone who's older, who's more mature than you, who's done business for a longer time. Hey, do you want to get better? Do you want to grow in your faith? Do you want to become a better Christian? Okay, find more mature Christians, be around them, and help them shape you. Like, put a plan. Make it practical. Things will not just happen. Put a plan on it and make it practical. Luke 14:28 talks about, you know, which one of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it. So yeah, consider it. Consider what you want to do. Oh, do you want to do this? Consider the plans. Consider what you need to do, what you need to let go of, what you need to keep, the people you need to have around you. Who's older than you, more mature than you? You need to consider all these things because you need all of that to get to where you need to be, man. So yeah, stay safe, plan, protect your life, man, protect your life. I'm out.